My co-host for this weekly session of Movie Talk is Russ Collins. Now, today, Russ is away, and sitting in is the Director of Programming and Education at the Michigan Theater, Amanda Bynum. Good morning, and welcome back to WEMU.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
I thought that we would take this opportunity to let folks know that in the future, when Russ is away, that you are going to be our permanent fill-in for Cinema Chat.
And I'm happy to do it.
Well, let's get to know you for a minute here. You were a child actor, weren't you?
Oh, yes, I was. I appeared in many fine commercials when I was a kid living in Texas. I did some stuff for The Borden, Dairy. I did Tony Lama Boots, Peter Piper Pizza, Justin Boots, a whole variety of radio and TV appearances.
And did you see that as your life trajectory?
No, I definitely didn't. My family didn't have a lot of interest in pursuing that rat race of real child stardom, but I definitely got stopped a couple times in the grocery store living in El Paso and at the water park. I remember very vividly stubbing my toe because a kid stopped me and said, "Hey, are you the Borden Gang girl?" And I kicked a rock. That's the vivid memory about
that.
That had to be
a lot of fun. But once you decided that you weren't going to go mm-hmm. and pursue the acting mm-hmm. as an adult, you ended up at Interlochen as a teacher.
I did. I worked as a hall counselor for 3 years, lived in the dorm with the kids, but I also was a teacher in the acting department in the summer for 3 summers. And it was really rewarding. Those kids are amazingly talented, and I really, really loved it.
So how is it that you ended up at the Michigan Theater and became director of the Cinetopia Film Festival?
I worked at a movie theater when I was in college. I really think that movie theaters are great jobs for college students, especially if you, the movie theater where I worked when I was a student only had nighttime movies and then weekend matinees, so it was great. And so when I moved to Ann Arbor, I started working at the Michigan Theater just, you know, making popcorn, selling tickets. I was in the right place at the right time when the woman that had my job before me decided she was leaving. So I've worked my way up, and I've served as the operations manager for quite some time, and then now as the director of programming and education. All of that background with working on my teaching certificate here at Eastern, as well as the stuff at Interlochen, had really served me well to do some education outreach.
And now here you are, the crowning achievement of your career. The co-host of Cinema Chat on WEMU. I'm sure it's going to go right at the top of the resume list, right?
Exactly. I'll make sure I update it the minute I get back to the office.
Well, very clearly, you do have a passion for theater and for movies and for theater operations, for that
definitely.
Matter. But why don't we talk a little bit about movies, since that's what we do here on Cinema Chat.
Hence the title.
Were you saddened by the passing of Nora Ephron this week?
I was. I hadn't heard that she was ill, and so it came to me through Facebook, as so many things do these days,
right,
that I had a lot of friends who were saying that they loved her movies, and a friend of mine said she was going to cuddle up on the couch with her dog and rewatch Sleepless in Seattle as a bit of a tribute. And yeah, I think that she had done so much for women storytellers that I was saddened to hear of her passing.
Yeah, you could always find empowerment in her mm-hmm. stories, but also in the way she conducted her career and herself.
Oh yeah, from what I just recently read, she was an outstanding journalist, that the filmmaking, the writing, the directing was certainly a key component to her career, but that the journalism was really this outstanding portion that not a lot of people knew that she had going on.
Do you have a favorite Ephron film?
Absolutely.
Which one is it?
Oh, it's Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless
definitely.
In Seattle.
And my
favorite. Better than When Harry Met Sally?
Yes. Yes. My favorite scene in Sleepless in Seattle is when Tom Hanks and is it Victor Garber are telling the story about the Magnificent Seven, and they're emulating how women react to the sad scenes in movies. And I'm just really, this is genuine laughter just thinking about it. That is my favorite, probably one of my top 10 favorite scenes in all movies. I loved it.
Well, I am certainly sad that at her passing. My favorite was Silkwood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The more serious kind of thing.
That's a tough choice.
It was a different genre.
Yes.
And she went back and forth between so well. So
yes.
she will be missed
definitely.
Throughout the world. Mm-hmm. So what else do you know? What do you know out of Hollywood? What's going on?
You know, something that just kind of popped up on our radar the last couple weeks is how much this guy named Mark Duplass is doing right now. Mark Duplass came on our radar about 2.5 years ago. A film that he wrote and directed with his brother was our first installment of the Sundance USA program that comes to us from the Sundance Film
right.
Festival, a film called Cyrus starring
Jonah Hill
and Marissa Tomei and...
I don't know.
I can see his... John C. Reilly.
There you go.
And so Mark and Jay came to the theater and were just very gracious and really were thrilled to have a sold-out crowd seeing this little indie film that they wrote and directed. But over the course of this year, and a lot of it happening right now, he's working on 8 projects this year. You know, writing
That's a lot. I have a hard time with one at a time.
I know, exactly. And he is crazy busy, and he's I wouldn't necessarily maybe he's an indie darling, but he's really this writer, director, producer who dabbles in acting and is a great actor.
Right, he's going to be a big star by accident.
Yeah, I think so. He's got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Right now at the Michigan, we're showing Darling Companion, and he has a small part in that. And in a couple weeks, we're opening Your Sister's Sister. He's the lead character in that. And he's also the lead in Safety Not Guaranteed, which opens tomorrow at the Michigan Theater. So he's in a new Catherine Bigelow picture that's coming out at the end of the year. He stars on The League on FX. I mean, he does a ton of stuff. And it's just kind of this, you know.
It's a Mark Duplass world, and we just live in it.
Exactly, exactly.
So what movies are going to be among my choices this weekend as I hit the art theaters or the Cinemaplexes? Yep.
Well, like I said, we're opening Safety Not Guaranteed, which stars Mark Duplass and Aubrey Plaza. And it is based on this crazy classified ad that came out a few years ago about time travel. I think the ad goes something like this. Wanted, someone to time travel with me. Must bring your own weapons. You'll get paid when we get back. Safety not guaranteed. I have only done this once before. And so these cynical journalists in Seattle followed up on, well, in the movie. It turns out that it was just this fake ad that a crazy newspaper guy just placed for fun. But in the story, these cynical Seattle journalists follow up with the guy, this kind of cranky weirdo played by Mark Duplass, and try to figure out what he's doing with this time travel thing. And it just looks outstanding. One of my colleagues saw it at Sundance and really loved it.
Well, can you imagine who might respond to an advertisement like that?
Yeah, I'm
that
not
in
really
and
sure.
of itself could be a story.
Yes, and I hear that Aubrey Plaza is just wonderful in the film. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Well, tell me about Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I saw it at Sundance in January.
You're not excited about it.
No,
are you?
No, what? Not at all. It's truly one of the finest films I've seen in years. It is this post-Hurricane Katrina mythical allegory set in this wacky community called the Bathtub. Your protagonist is a 6-year-old girl named Hush Puppy, and it is just this beautiful film. It felt like a story I had never heard before. And I've just been talking about it since I came back from Utah in January, that this film is beautiful and the cinematography is amazing and the acting is incredible. And I'm just so glad that we are getting a chance to show it to audiences.
Well, based on how quickly those tickets went that we gave away a little earlier this hour,
yep.
We know it's going to be a big hit.
Yes.
And just a little heads up, we're going to be giving away more pairs of tickets to see Beasts of the Southern Wild next week as well as
yes.
part of Cinema
and
Gem.
We're doing a special sneak preview, but it does open to regular audiences on Friday, July 27th. So mark your calendars. It is going to be... It's going to be, I'm hoping, a movie-going experience that your listeners talk about and for months and years to come.
Well, as we head to the multiplex this weekend,
yes.
it seems that the one people are talking about is Magic Mike.
Magic? Why do you think they're talking about it, David?
Well, everybody that's talking to me about it is talking about very... handsome Hollywood men without
yes.
their clothes on.
Yes, and I know that some of whom we have seen scantily clad in the past, such as Matthew McConaughey, although that, I believe, was in the privacy of his own home, and Channing Tatum, who is certainly easy on the eyes. And it's based on Channing Tatum's actual life story. When he was trying to get his break in Hollywood, he was stripping. And there's no shame in it. He made a decent amount of money, and look at where he is now. And he embraces that rather than tries to hide it. And so
which is probably a better way to go about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, he can't really hide anything, I guess, if you're stripping. But it's just that, from what I understand, I certainly am very interested in seeing it, not just because of the scantily clad handsome men. It
because
doesn't hurt.
It shows
but,
the yeah. trajectory of a life.
Yes, it really does. And Channing Tatum does not play himself. He plays the mentor to a young up-and-comer who is known in the film as The Kid, with air quotations around The Kid. That's his name. And, you know, Matthew McConaughey is an aging kind of elder statesman stripper. Matt Bomer is in the film. Joe Manganiello, who listeners might know from True Blood. I just think it looks really charming. And Channing Tatum has said that it's not just a chick flick, that dudes should come see this movie too, because it also sounds like it's super funny.
Because we all want to stand in line and pay $10 to feel completely aesthetically aesthetically challenged.
Yes. It's not about upholding yourself to them. It's about enjoying a film-going experience.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
Sure.
And we'll see how that turns out. I imagine it's going to be well-attended and highly female in the audience.
I expect so.
Well, thank you very much. I've had a lot of fun with you, and I will look forward to our next visit, which, by the way, will be next week, as Russ will be away.
Indeed.
So thank you very much, and this concludes our time together for Cinema Chat today. That is Amanda Bynum, and she is the Director of Programming and Education at the Michigan Theater, and now the permanent fill-in for Russ Collins on Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department here at 89.1 WEMU.